Republican mega-donor Ken Griffin confused by DeSantis, I don't know his strategy. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is failing to convince potential donors that he has a clear campaign strategy as he fails to see any momentum in the polls. And now Republican mega-donor Ken Griffin is among those questioning the presidential hopeful's plan. I don't know his strategy. It's not clear to me what voter base he is intending to appeal to. The Citadel founder and CEO told CNBC, adding that he is still on the sidelines as to who to support in this election cycle. CNBC noted that the thought of a DeSantis presidency once appealed to the GOP megadonor. Before the Florida governor launched a run for the White House, Griffin said, "Our country would be well served by DeSantis as president," the outlet reported. Griffin praised DeSantis for how he governed Florida during his first term, calling it phenomenal, but added, this hasn't been how this last few months have played out. One of his current issues with DeSantis' second term as governor is the war he has waged against Disney. The ongoing battle with Disney, I think, is pointless, said Griffin. It doesn't reflect well on the ethos of Florida. Griffin, who has a net worth of $35.4 billion, has been known to give millions to candidates of choice throughout the election seasons, giving roughly $100 million in the 2022 midterm election cycle. Look, if I had my dream, we'd have a great Republican candidate in the primary who is younger, of a different generation, with a different tone for America, he told CNBC. And we'd have a younger person on the Democratic side in the primary, who would have his message for our country, he continued, pressing the need for two younger, fresher candidates. With that, he continued, we'd have a debate around ideas and principles and policies to make this a great nation. We're not having that dialogue right now, he said. Related video, DeSantis, if election is a referendum on documents by a Mar-a-Lago toilet, Republicans will lose. Indeed, DeSantis has failed to garner enough support throughout the election cycle to chop down former President Donald Trump's massive lead. Wednesday's Real Clear Politics, RCP, polling average showed Trump leading DeSantis by an average of 46.3%, with DeSantis sitting in the lower teens. Despite his campaign's July layoffs, new campaign manager, and strategy of focusing primarily on the first three states, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Iowa, DeSantis has failed to shrink Trump's lead. Related video, Trump on DeSantis, he's crashing badly, will be superseded in second place. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is gearing up to deliver what some have described as a knockout punch to DeSantis's campaign by blitzing Iowa, where DeSantis hopes to shine. The Florida governor will have another chance to break through at the second GOP debate taking place September 27. Once again, Trump will be absent, instead opting to appear with striking union members of the United Auto Workers, UAW, in Detroit, Michigan.